You are about to receive a word in season from Bishop Samuel Beidou. Bishop Samuel is the resident pastor of the Word of Life Cathedral, Takrady. Get ready for an impartation as the Word of God comes. Now, today's message.
Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this opportunity we have to be in your presence. We ask for your help. We ask for your power. We ask for your grace. We ask for your anointing to come upon us mightily in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray that your power and your presence will cause us to receive your word, believing for miracles, signs, and wonders in our lives. Bless our lives today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Clap your hands together for Jesus. Please be seated. My year of work. Once again, I'm continuing from last week. And I believe that I shared with you on why work is important. All right. What's the first point I shared with you last week? So I want you to read it out to me. Number one is what? Work shall what? Make you closer and closer to your Heavenly Father. So work brings us closer to God, our Father. Hallelujah. That's very important. So the further you are away from work or working for God or doing something in church, the further you are away from Him. All right? Beautiful. The next point. Work shall be my what? Satisfaction and happiness. Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of Him that sent me. And what? To finish His work. All right? May you finish His work in Jesus' name. The next point. What is the next point? Work. Work for the right things. People are working, but they are not working for the right things. So, from today, may you work for the right things. Hallelujah. May you do the right things. May you work for the right things. Work for spiritual things. Hallelujah. Do the work of God. Work for the right things. Amen. What is the next point? Believing is working. Believing is working. You'll be surprised. John chapter 6, verse 28 and 29. This is a very important scripture you should have and you should know. It is one of the shocking discoveries I made about work. Alright? And the Bible says that they asked Jesus, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? How many of you want to work the works of God? And this is the answer. It's one of the answers to working for God. Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that ye believe on Him that He hath sent. So believing is very important. Amen. Listen to me. Many of you don't have faith. You don't believe. You must have a lot of faith. You must believe in a lot of things, in the word. You must believe. Believe the word of God. Believe the preaching. Believe what is said to you. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2, the Bible talks about believe. Okay, give us Hebrews 4, verse 2. It says, for unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the gospel, the word preached, did not profit them, not being mixed with faith. Did you see that? So the word can profit you when you believe. Faith is believing. Believing. You must believe. You must believe in a lot of things. When your heart is broken, you tend to lose faith. You know? But you must believe. You need a lot of strength. You need to put yourself together and believe. Like some of you men don't believe in... You don't believe in ladies again because somebody has disappointed you. Somebody has broken your heart. You have that, your experience can change you. Your experience, your bad experience can change you. Do you understand it? Tell your neighbor, don't let bad experiences change you. Bad experiences can change you. They change you. So some people are going to even get married, but they don't really believe in love. They just marry because it is time to marry. You'd be surprised, you know? Sometimes when I see beloveds, I wonder, I say, hey, at this level, like you can't see love. They are together, but there is no passionate love. I wonder how long your relationship can last. Because when the winds blow, they'll do what? Glue and super glue too. Pastor Michael said that when the whole thing is falling apart, then they will have to use glue and super glue to mend it. You need it, you see. It takes, when you are in love or you love somebody, okay, you don't think there's anything wrong with a person. I mean, if you are anybody who is in love, and you have things, you have, there's something wrong with this person, there's something wrong, this person is like this, but I think you are not so much, I mean, you are in love, but it's like 30% in love. Because, you see, when I was in love, I didn't see anything wrong. So I don't know why you see something wrong. Because if you are really in love with a person, you don't see anything wrong. Say, Charlie, if you be anyhow, love is blind, they say. It is true. Nothing. I say nothing. You can't see it. I'm not joking. So those of you who can see a lot of things wrong, you are not fully in love. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. Because you see, when I was getting married, I mean, as my wife was coming, I said, look at that. Look at this. What can be wrong with this? There is nothing. I mean, as she's walking down the aisle, I mean, I have everything I need. Do you understand what I'm saying? Oh, Charlie, may you have such experiences. Yeah. No, the reason why I'm saying this is that you need to have a lot of faith. That is why you need to sign the marriage certificate before you start the marriage. Because if they allow you 1 year into the marriage before you say, come and sign, you tell them, that, look, let's wait for like six more months. We went to see the counselor. He's dealing with some issues, so we'll sign after 6 months. So you sign before you start. Do you understand that? Because you will change your mind. You say you didn't see well. You didn't think well. It was in the night. You chose in the night. No. Sign before we start. Sign the contract. Tell somebody, sign, sign. Sign it before. Now, believing, that's why you need to believe. As a young person, believe a lot. Believe in the word of God. If you don't believe in the word of God, you are not working the works of God. When you come to church, have faith. Believe. Come to church with a lot of faith. That is why we train you, we teach you to. You have to, I'll say, you have to like your pastor. You have to like his preaching. Because then what he's preaching will be nice to you. You will not filter it. And you will believe the word. He's preaching the word. Wow. What a revelation that you will receive. Otherwise, you will look at it and you will think something else. There's no faith when there's a but. You see, the but comes in. When you say, but. This is true, but. It takes everything away. That is what happened to Peter. He started walking. He believed to a point. So he started walking on the water. And then he saw the wind boisterous. That was his but. Then he started to sink. He needed to. Don't laugh at Peter. Because if you are able to walk or just stand on the sea, then you can actually argue with Peter or something. If you go and see the vast nature of the sea, and you are in the middle of it, and they ask you to step out. I mean, you can't even swim. You can't swim. You can't even swim in the pool outside. If we leave you in the pool outside, you will even drown. Even the pool outside, this pool, you can easily. Yes, people drown in pools in the household. And then you have been asked to step on the sea. Hey, Jack. Hey. That is what Peter did. But he didn't believe all the way. Okay, so I want you to have faith. When you come to church, believe. What can you do to do the works of God? To believe on him. Go back to John. You see? To believe on him whom he had sent. Believe. He's even talking about believing in a person. Believing is important. Have faith. There will be so many things that will come to block you, come to stop your faith from flowing. You must have faith. If you are going to survive this Christian race and this work that we are into, you will need a lot of faith. You will need so much faith. You need a lot of faith to continue. That's why you need to have faith and you need to believe. Keep on believing. Believe in the word. Believe in the preaching. Believe in what you hear when you come to church. As I'm preaching to you, believe. Have faith. Believe that what I'm preaching is true and it's coming from God. And God has this message for you. And that when you go home, you know that you have received a direction for your life. How? What's direction for your life? As the message is coming, you have to know what is God saying to you. There's a message in it for you. About your situation. Everything is in it. The vision of all are as words that are written. They are in a book. They are written in a book and sealed. It's there. But how can you see that it is your solution that is coming? By believing that actually it is you. Why do you think it is for someone else? Why do you believe and think it is someone else's own? Believe on him that he has sent. Believe. Have faith. Hear the word of God. That's why Christians come to church. When we say we are doing this, you exclude yourself because you don't believe. You don't have faith that the word is meant for you. You don't believe. We are doing fellowships. You exclude yourself. Do you know why? It's not because you are busy. It is because you don't believe. You don't have faith and you don't believe. Yeah. The little things we have believed and done, this is what has brought it. Just believe and you do it. Just believe and you do it. Just believe and you do it. Believe and do it. That's it. May you have faith. May you believe. When you believe, it profits you. And that is working the work of God. It is working the work of God when you have faith and when you believe. Believe in things. Believe in prophecies. Believe it when God says that he will bless you. Believe it when God talks about all the things that are in the Bible. The word that was preached did not profit them. Not being mixed with faith. Not being mixed with faith. It won't profit you. Because you need faith. Faith is pleasing to God. You have to believe. You have to believe. That's why you must believe. If you are going to fall in love, you must believe that it will work. Do you get it? It's like you must believe. You don't know much, but you believe it's good. With all the evidences available, you believe. That's it. And you go into it. Believing. You need a lot of faith. The man must believe, the woman must believe, which will work. He's also a man, but I believe it will work. She's a woman with all the issues of a woman, but I believe it will work. Hallelujah. You must believe that your situation is changing. You must have faith. You must have faith that your situation is going to change. That your problems, they are just like your current predicament. It's just a passing evil. You must believe it that what is happening to you now is just a passing evil. It will pass away. It will pass away. You must have a lot of faith that this is not your final destination. This is not your final destination. You are not going to remain in this box forever. But you have a lot of faith. What else do you have? Ask your neighbor, what else do you have? You know the song that a guy sang? Where is Eric? Is he around? Where is Eric? He has to go and write exams or go to school. He's dreaming. He's believing. Keep on dreaming. As he was singing, he was thinking about himself. See the way he was laughing and smiling. I know he was thinking about himself. He was thinking about his situation. He was thinking about himself. He was just thinking about dreaming. I think I know the message for him. I'll tell him that he must sing this song to himself every morning. Mm-hmm. I'm solving a particular problem, but I think this song will help me. Hallelujah. What do you think, Reverend Alex? Because he needs to believe. He has to sing the song to himself every day. And by faith comes by hearing. The more he sings the song to himself. One day, I had a friend. He said, one big man, he told me that I have to find his number and call him. In the university, he said he doesn't want to marry. Because he traveled one vacation and he saw a very good man, a doctor or so. That was disappointed by a woman. I said, Charlie, the guy, they look like a madman. So the way he talks, it's like the man is going bonkers. So he sees him and he doesn't feel like he doesn't want to give his heart to somebody, believe in anybody. Because he has seen one that is going mad. He doesn't want to also go mad. So he didn't want to believe, but you have to believe. Hallelujah. You will see a lot of negative situations. Many of you have seen negative situations, marriage situations, relationship situations. You have seen somebody, maybe somebody broke somebody's heart, whatever. Listen, believe. Tell somebody you must believe.
Yes.
So you keep on dreaming. Tell somebody, keep on dreaming. You must dream. You must keep on dreaming, 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 dreaming. If you have been married for more than 20 years, you must keep on what? Dreaming. You know, there are definitely some things you have not seen after 20 years. But you must keep on what? Dreaming that what you are hoping to see, you will see. Hallelujah. It takes a dream. One day your dreams will come true. That's it. Don't give up. Your miracle is on the way. Don't say, Charlie, it won't happen. Dream. Have faith. Okay? Believe. I'm giving you the word of God. So, believe in the word of God. Believe in the works of God. When you come to church, we talk, we preach. Believe. You must believe. You must have faith and believe. The promises of God, that's all we have. These are the things we have. All we have are the promises of God. I'd rather believe in the promises of God than in the promises of politicians. I'd rather believe in the promises of God than the promises of men. The lady will tell you, I'll be with you. This is, she will not be with you forever. I'm saying that we even believe the words of men. Why not the words of God? Yeah. We believe. With what? Oh. You give the money to vote for you and they don't vote for you. And they'll still do it. But I'm just saying that. Have faith. Even Ghanaians. You see, but I think that if we do serious analysis of what has been done in the past, we shouldn't vote. But why do we vote? We still believe. We still have faith that some way, somehow. We are still dreaming, believing that Ghana will be okay. If we look at the promises, Charlie, are there factories? One Ghana, one district, one factory. Are there factories? How many of we believed? We believed. I don't know. I'm not saying they don't exist, so don't play the message. I'm asking whether they are. You told me that they don't exist. It's a question. I wonder if there are factories, because I want to see that, like, by this time Ghana should be an industrialized nation in every district. You've not seen one in your district. So, but there's a district here. There's a Mpohol district. What are the districts around Accra here? So like a district, Ekma. Like, we should have one here, right? Yes. Since a municipal, whatever, we should have had one. Is there one here? It's in the pipeline. Then Ekma, Saima, STMA, Saima, and Poho. Like three factories are working here. It have been nice, like an industrialized Ghana. But what I'm saying is that we still believe and we still vote. You will see people queue to vote. And these two parties are going to still have the majority of people voting for them. Because people are still believing. Why will you not believe in God? Believe in God. Believe in His word. Believe more. Hallelujah. Amen. Believe and believe more in His word. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus said that heaven and earth shall pass away. But He said, my word shall not. Not a tittle, not a dot, not one of it will pass away. So, may you believe. That is the work of God. Work on your believing in Him. On your beliefs in the word of God. In His word. In His instructions. When He gives you an instruction, you must know that it is for your good. When God says work for Him, it means that it's for your good. Believe in Him. Hallelujah. Are you there? The next point. I'll give you one more point. All right? Are you there? You will receive an inheritance when you work. You receive an inheritance. So working for God, doing something in church, working, doing something, gives you inheritances. All right? Colossians chapter 3, verse 24. Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance. Knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance. You serve the Lord Christ. As for you, serve the Lord Christ, and you shall receive the reward of the inheritance. What you are going to receive is called the inheritance. Tell somebody the inheritance. What I ask your neighbor, what are you going to receive? An answer. What are you going to receive? It's called the inheritance. Knowing that of the Lord, ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance. For you serve the Lord. Why? Because you serve the Lord. For you serve the Lord. For you serve the Lord. What a blessing. So if you don't serve the Lord, you are not going to receive this reward of inheritance. Alright? Work for God. Do something in church. Because God wants to bless you. God wants to help you. God wants to see you very happy. God wants to bless you with so many goodies. Nice things, happiness, joy, excitement, victory. God wants you to overcome defeat. You are overcoming defeat. I see somebody overcoming. Something has defeated you. Alright? You are overcoming in Jesus' name. Overcoming defeat. But it comes from receiving the inheritance of God. From the inheritance of God, you will receive of the promises of God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that you shall serve the Lord your God. He will bless your bread and your water. Exodus chapter 23, 25. Be a part of what God is doing. Be a part. Listen and do. Hear the word and do it. Why have you hardened your heart? Why is it difficult for you to be a part of what God is doing? Hello? Hello, sit up. Amen? Why? Why don't you want to join? You have even written your name to be a pulling agent. Party something. I mean, you know, the fact that you have the strength to write your name, or you have the zeal to enroll, to be enlisted for such a cause, I don't know why you cannot be a part of the Lord's army and the Lord's work. I don't know why. I said, I don't know why. To be a part of, your name is on the party, your name is in a party book. Me, I don't know, my name, I don't know where my name will be found. There's no party book that should find my name as a member. But, no problem. We are in a political environment and human beings will be on political lists. And this election, definitely your name is somewhere. Maybe you are part of the foot soldiers, mobilizers, communicators. They have different departments and groups. But no problem. God is calling you to enlist in his work. Hallelujah. Be a part of the church. The church is marching on. Be part of this church that is marching on. Be part of a great movement. Tell somebody, this is a great movement. The church is a great movement. The church has existed for so many years. This church of God, since Jesus died, has existed. Political parties will come and go. Regimes will come and go. Do you know that there are some laws that are made because of a regime? There are certain regimes. We call them political moments. There are laws that are made. And so, the political moments, these laws are laws that are made. If you look for this word, political moments, they are laws that are made during such regimes. So sometimes constitutions change, and the laws of a nation, they change because of a regime change. Okay, a regime change can bring a change in the law, because regimes do change. There are changes in regimes. Political regime, maybe a regime of communism into a regime of maybe a socialist nation will change from that socialist regime. Ghana was more of a socialist nation under Dr. Kwame Nkrumah. Do you know socialism? Hello? Sit up. Let's go to school a bit. How many of you understand socialism? It's a political system of governance. You don't understand it. Lift up your hand. Oh. Okay, if you understand it, I'm coming to ask you. Because you didn't lift up your hand. Socialism. It's a political system where you have in a state, we have state-owned industries where things are commonly shared. It is very difficult to maybe in a system like that, there's not the disparity between the rich and the poor. They are not wide. It's like you try and then share things equal. Everybody has something. Do you understand that? The socialism system kind of government. Now, under Dr. Kwame Nkrumah's regime, it was more of a socialism. So laws that were made around that time may have to change because we are now operating more of capitalism. It's not said, but it's capitalism, but some of the capital regimes are also infusing socialism into it. So that is, actually, if you look at, maybe you don't understand, but the people who have studied political science and look at it, there's a difference between NDC and MPP. They call, one call themselves social democrats, and then NDC, MPP is what? More of a capital democrat. So the policies will be a bit different. You see, some one side will be saying that the people, we should share this, get this for the people. Others will say that, get the businessmen to do it so that they will be rich and then other people will get, do you understand it? A lot of people may want, the government should give us, that's the socialism. The capitalists will say, work for it. Create it yourself. So that's the difference. So the political ideologies, sit up, I'm teaching political science. You can't sit like that. Sit well. Do you understand it? So these things are, I don't know what brought us here, but you need to know, so maybe I have to share it with you. So the differences, you know, the difference in the ideologies, they bring a big difference, or they make a big difference, okay? And so laws and whatever are made because of regimes, okay? Laws are made because of regimes. And when there is a regime change, you see that laws can change. So what I was trying to say is that systems come and go, but God abides forever. Yes. Systems will come and go. Look, whether social democrat or capital democrat or whatever, communist democrat, communism, whatever. You know, socialism is close to communism sometimes. Yeah, they are from it. From socialism into communism, they are related. You see, Cuba is this pure communist like China. China is what now? Communism. They practice that. So I'm just saying that these regimes, like for instance, if China changes into like a democratic nation, they say they are a democratic nation, there are lots of their laws will change. Yes. Lots of their things will change. But God's word abides forever. This word of God has been in existence before any political regime came into. Yes. Political ideologies are strong, yeah? Political ideologies. They are very strong. So, you can see that it is one of the powers of the world. It's like a regime and whatever. It's a power. A type of power. But there's something that is more powerful. Because we have ideological power. And we have financial power. We have military power. And we have religious power. Religion is also one of the powers of the four powers of the world is what I've given to you. I see, you didn't know. I'm teaching you things you don't know. See, four powers of the world. Ideological power. Then the four ideologies are the ones that capitalism, communism, socialism, all the things I've mentioned. And one of the powers of the world is military power. So you can see that this one will say, I have a lot of nuclear weapons, so if you misbehave, I'll press one. So you cannot misbehave with them. It is called military power. That's why all that is happening in the world, you would want to still be careful with Russia. Because they may have more nuclear weapons than any nation in the world. That's what is believed. And maybe they even have more than America. As military power. Say military power. Then we have financial power. So, America is a military power, but America has financial power. So that's why these nations, I mean, for you to become a military power, you must also have, when I say financial, I say economic. Your money power. So that's why we have the G8. The G7, right? I don't know whether it's still 8 or 7. We used to have G7, G8. It's like money power. Their economies are strong. They are great nations. And then we have religious power. also is one of the powers of the world. But I think that religious power, in according to our word, the word of God, according to the word of God we have, so I think it's more powerful. Yes. I believe that the word of God abides forever. Tell somebody, the word of God abides forever. Yeah. You know, do you know why a country like Greece is powerful? We read the Greek and the Gentile. Why do you think there's a country, Greece, okay, and it is also symbolic of the unbelievers. In the Bible, it is two. If you see the word Greek, you can also, a lot more you will understand it by those that are outside the Jewish culture. That's Greek. But there's Greece. That's a nation, which is it was a powerful nation. Powerful. Alexander the Great came from there. Conquered so much of the world. 33 years old. He died at the age of 33. But he conquered so much of the world and died at that time. So he was young and he did a lot of conquering. So a lot of, and then we have what we call the Greek civilization. A lot of civilization came from there. But all these civilizations are in ruins. We have the relics of such civilization. Yeah. Are you understanding what I'm saying? We have the relics. When you say, do you understand relics? Relics are the ruins that you go to. You see ancient Greek whatever. And then some of the Roman things like the gladiator and all that. Some of the Colosseum that they had. They were fighting. The gladiators were fighting. We can have ruins and relics. Relics, some of the rocks. You find some of the rocks and portions of those great architectural designs, and then the works, buildings, nice buildings. You wouldn't find the entire building, but relics and remains. Remains will help you. The remains of the past. Do you get it? Yes, but it is gone. Greece was suffering. Their money became very bad in recent times. What a great civilization. Huh? There was a time, Constantinople, for 1,000 years, nobody could besiege that. It was a great place. Nobody could besiege such a great... Constantinople is modern-day Turkey. They couldn't besiege them. 1,000 years, they boasted in that. They had a wall that you can't besiege them. You cannot fight them. 1,000 years. A great nation for 1,000 years. But it took Mehmet. Say Mehmet. Do you know Mehmet? Ask your neighbors. Do you know Mehmet? You see, you don't know Mehmet. Sultan Mehmet. You don't know Mehmet. You don't know Mehmet. Mehmet is the one that conquered Constantinople, and he took over that place. Turkey is the place that Paul preached. Now Turkey is an Islamic nation because Mehmet conquered the place and took over and introduced Islam. That's how come it's. Turkey is not supposed to be. They fought for, I've forgotten how long, months they couldn't enter. The Mehmet's dad, the one is Mehmet Senior, tried and failed. And his son came and also went. Huh? He came and also went and fought for long. He couldn't break down. It took resilience for long to overcome a country that for 1,000 years nobody could defeat. 1,000, do you understand 1,000 years? That means that if every generation is lasting, let's say this is 100 years, it takes 100, then you die, then the next 100, for times 10. Nobody could be sincere. I mean, so you'll be so proud to say, oh, Charlie, this country there, they can never be brought down. After 500 years, nobody has been able to conquer us. After 1,000 years, somebody came to conquer them. Yeah, so I'm just giving you history of great civilizations like the Egyptian civilization. Egypt was another civilization, great civilization. Have you heard of the great wars of Zimbabwe before? Google it. The great wars of Zimbabwe. You don't even know. You see now. You didn't know that Zimbabwe has something that is of architecture. Great wars of Zimbabwe. You don't know so many things. So why are you two know like that? We don't know much. there are so many things. The Great Walls of Zimbabwe. You can even look for the pictures. Sally. You see, as I was talking, you guys at the back, we could have helped with pictures because we have a nice screen. You are sitting down and also enjoying the message. You won't do anything. Yes. Ancient Greek civilization, ancient Egyptian civilization. Egypt was also another great place. Up to today, it is. They don't know how they built the pyramids and then lifted them. Like what mechanism and what weapons and what machines did they use to lift those pyramids? Huge. And the calculations, the mathematical calculations they used, and they talk about the fact that the pyramids point to something. All the arrangements of the pyramid, they point to a particular place. All those calculations, you don't understand. They didn't have calculators. They didn't have so many things. How did they do that? Greek civilization, ancient Greek, Egyptians had what we call hieroglyphics. They had certain writings that meant something. Yes. Lots of things. You see, some of the things are even accursed now because Egypt had a lot of voodoo charms and all that. They used a lot of those things. So some of those writings were used in those things. Do you understand it? Some of those writings, they're like a language. It's a type of language. Uh-huh. They've all come and gone. Yeah. They've all come and gone. Egyptian civilization. Egypt is a great place. That is why Joseph was in Egypt. That is why the people, up to today, there are still some. Egypt still has some people who are like some Jews. So there are some Christians in Egypt because of the move of Joseph. Because Joseph eventually moved his father and then his siblings there and started a place. And then Pharaoh gave them a place in Goshen. Do you understand it? And then they became great. And then they had to walk away. And then they went through the Red Sea. Do you understand it? So there are these things that we know. Now, listen. All I'm saying is that all these things have come and gone. But the word of the Lord abides forever. Yeah. That's why you must believe. Yes. And serve God. And believe God that God's inheritance, they abide forever. It is not one regime that will come and go. God's word is true and abides forever up to today. All these things have come and gone. Laws are repealed after some time. Systems, whatever, they will come with a better system, a better name, whatever. But the word of the Lord abides forever. May you receive your inheritance as you work. How many of you are going to believe in God and believe and work for God's inheritance? I want to give you a hope that abides. A hope that you can cleave to. An inheritance that is for sure. You know, that's why Paul said. Paul said that, I commend you to God. This morning or afternoon, I also commend you to God. Amen. And to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and grant you an inheritance. What other inheritance do you want? Receive God's inheritance. Receive God's inheritance. I pray for you. Receive God's inheritance. And should I show you how to receive God's inheritance? You got inheritance. They are transmitted through his word. You can never receive his inheritance outside his words. You must believe in his word and walk in his word. They are transmitted through his word. That's how it is. So that's why you must be a word person. Look for his word. What is his word saying? The word of God saying. It's going to change your life. Huh? All the external things you see, they are flippant. They are transient. Look, even fashion comes and goes. You see, this thing came some years ago. They said, this is good. Then they change it. Say, no, this is not fashionable now. Then after about 15 years, you see that the same thing is coming back. They will come and go. They are all transient. They are all short-lived. But the word of God, dear, once it is fornication, it is abiding forever. Fornication is still called fornication. Do you understand what I'm saying? It hasn't changed. Sodom is still Sodom. If you are into sodomy, it is still Sodom. So it hasn't changed. It abides forever. That's why these people, they are trying to make us change and say we should modernize and the times have changed. The word of God hasn't changed for us to change and say that Sodom is now accepted and is now a good place. A place that was burnt in the Bible with whatever, brimstone and fire from heaven. It hasn't changed. These things are Bible. That's why the promises of God, they are real. As you imbibe them, you see, you look at them and you take them and you walk in them. Your life is changing. Amen. In the name of Jesus. How many of you are believing God for his inheritance? Believe in his word. Work for God. Work for God. You shall serve the Lord. He shall bless you. May you be blessed by God. Amen. Believe in the inheritance of God. You know, I used to pray a prayer, and I still pray. You see, what God cannot give me, I don't like it. What God will not bless me with, I must not have. If God is not blessing me with that thing, don't go for it. But God, you will not give me, I must not have. Why are you forcing yourself to marry somebody that God has not given you? Why are you forcing yourself to be with somebody that God is saying you shouldn't be with? What God has not given you, you shouldn't go for. Many people are going for things God hasn't given them. I prefer to be with nothing than to go for that which God has not given me. I prefer that, honestly. I prefer to be with nothing. It's just a choice. So what I'm saying is, with delight I'm saying this, but it's a choice, because it will cost you. It will cost you to let go of things knowing that God does not like it. That's why. Because you would love to use them. You would like it. Yes. If a man is giving you a car so that he sleeps with you, let go of the car. You see, but if you get the car, it will be nice. Let go of it. And a lot of ladies are driving cars that they have gotten in exchange for what they gave the man. Phones you are using that you got because of what you exchanged to get the phone. Body for phone. My body for the phone. Yes. Tell somebody, if God is not giving me, I don't need it. This thing you have, it is the man who is giving to you because of what you are giving to the man. Please, next week, come to church. Although I'm preaching like this. Tell your neighbor, come to church. Come to church. The message is for you, but you will still come to church. You will even like the church the more. Come to church. Clap your hands for the Lord. Hallelujah. So, let us love what God wants for us. What God wants for you is what is good for you. God's inheritance is good. You serve the Lord, he'll bless you. May you be blessed by God. Be blessed by God. May you be blessed by God only, not something from the devil, from God. Say, I receive from God. God will bless me with inheritance. Hallelujah. So last week I shared with you that we are going into this work of God. We are going to work the work of God. You see, we're going to work. And everybody should be part of it, because God is going to give us the inheritance. Alright? I'm giving you, look. If I am lying to you, then the Bible is lying to you. But if I am right from the word, then you will also be judged, though. Because if I'm lying, then it means the Bible is lying. And I'm not lying. The Bible says it. Because God will bless you. If you believe it, God will bless you. God will help you. God will give you things. God will help you in this life. God will bless you with happiness. It's just a matter of time. Tell somebody, it's just a matter of time. God has not forgotten about your story. Your situation, God hasn't forgotten. God hasn't forgotten your situation at all. Hallelujah. Yeah. God will remember you and help you. Amen. Keep on working. Help. Everybody must be helping to build the church. Everybody. We are all God's people. All of us should be together to build his church. That's God's church. This is God's house. This is God's home. God's home is this house. And we all help build his home. Amen. Yeah. And you must be an active worker in the church. When I say active, we have dormant workers. But we want to become active workers. Say active workers. Everybody must be up and running. Everybody must be doing something. The Bible talks about the joint that supplies in Ephesians 4. Every joint, where every joint supplies, where every joint, you are a joint that will supply to the next person, and you will supply to the next person, and you will work and you do something. As last week I launched, I said, we are going into these fellowships. I tell you, you are going to be a joint that will supply. Hallelujah. Amen. Young and old. You know something? When Moses, I'm going to end soon. Look at that. I'm going to end soon. Look at, from which the whole body, fitly joined together and compacted by the which every joint supplieth. Okay? Every joint supplied. You are a joint that will supply. When Pharaoh wanted to give Moses the pass, I wanted to let Moses go on and then serve God. Do you know he came up with conditions? He said, you can go, but not the children at a point. He gave them separate conditions. He said, the grown-ups can go and serve God, but not the children. Look at a point. Moses said, not an hoof will remain. Do you know a hoof? Not an hoof. Not all our children will go. Every child will come serving God. So we are all going to serve God. I say we are all going to serve God. We are all going to work. He said, not an hoof, not an hoof, not an hoof. There shall not an hoof be left behind. Tell somebody, there shall not an hoof be left behind. You are not saying it well. Do you know a hoof? Give us a picture of a hoof. Some people don't know what a hoof is. We will not leave anything behind. Show us a hoof. The heels of the horse. That one you can't eat. It's not even that one, we will not leave it behind. We will not leave it. We should leave the tail. Even the hoof, we don't need much. We will not leave that behind. Not an hoof. Not an what? Every child is coming along. I said every child is coming along. Every young person is coming along. The grown-ups are coming along. The mothers are coming along. I said the mothers are coming along. The fathers are coming along. The aunties are coming along. The young ones are coming along. The older ones are coming along. The educated are coming along. Uneducated are coming along. Every group is coming along. Dancers are coming along. Musicians are coming along. Every worker in church is coming along. Every member is coming along. Every young person is coming along. Shout, there shall not an hoof be left behind. Let's shout it. There shall not an hoof be left behind. That is the hoof. It says this one cry will not leave it behind. Will not leave this one behind. The hoof. Do you eat the hoof? No. We will not even leave that one behind. Hey, Moses was strong. We must be like Moses. We must be like Moses. Not one person will be left behind. We are all part of this work. We will all be part of this fellowship. Amen. We are all coming along. There shall not an hoof be left behind. Hallelujah. The devil is hoping that we'll say that all the young children, you are going to fellowship meeting. For Obani Shawichi, Bonitam, now one call fellowship meeting. Hallelujah. Oh, you are not excited about that. Everybody is coming along. There shall not an hoof be left behind. My preaching is the Bible. The Bible is saying that they wanted to, and they were going to serve the Lord. Our cattle shall go, everything, and we shall take up for therefore must we take to serve the Lord God. We are going to serve, work, service to work. Go to work for God. Why should we leave the hoofs behind? Huh? And we know not with what we must serve the Lord until we come to that. Now everything will be there. When we get to the place we are serving God, God will show us that. We are using everything, leaving the hoofs. We will know what to do. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. How many of you are excited about the fellowships? All right, just to give you I'm going to give you some few things about our fellowships that we are going to start. Are you there? Now, these fellowships, when we commence, will be like a type of church that will meet in the house, from houses and in communities and in different areas. So it is actually a church, the big church that is broken down into smaller units that meets at home. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 16, verse 3 and 5. Look at that. It's in the Bible. What you are looking at is in the Bible. All right? And therefore, we have a church atmosphere. It's the same thing. A miracle can take place with 8 members. Look at it. Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ, who have for my life laid down their own necks, unto whom not only I give thanks, but also all the churches of the Gentiles. Likewise, greet the church that is in their house. Say the church that is in their house. There's a church that meets in the house. Why are we different? We will not be different. We'll have a smaller group that meets in the house. Hallelujah. a church that meets in the house. So you meet in the house. You meet in the hostel. Every hostel must have a church there. Weekday, whatever day we choose. If it's a Saturday, if it is a Thursday, if it's a whatever day, whatever the day is, the church must be a church in the house. Hallelujah. All right. And the church that meets is there will also meet every week like we are meeting. Every week. So we meet on Sunday. We all come together from everywhere. Some people come from Sekendi, Takrade, Biahun, wherever. Then on Sunday, we are meeting here. But in the week, we are going to meet as a group. Hallelujah. All right. So we'll meet every week. All right. We'll also do outreaches. So that church is going to be, it's a church that will have something, at least if you assign 30 minutes of your time that you are going to meet to telling somebody and inviting people to church. That is what we must do. Go and preach. That's the instruction. Go out there. But we like just staying in the church, doing nothing. But you see, when you come here, we'll always tell you, go tell somebody. In your life, you must be involved with telling people about Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You learn it. How many of you are going to learn it? You're going to learn it. You're going to learn how to tell people. As a group together, you finish, you go to other rooms, if it's a hostel, and tell them about Jesus Christ and invite them for your fellowship and invite them for a service. Hallelujah. Are you there? I'll give you one more. What do you think? It is also a spiritual meeting. It should be a spiritual meeting. All those meetings are going to be spiritual meetings and they should have a spiritual atmosphere. We don't discuss football. We're going to discuss God. We're going to share the word of God. Break bread. Be happy. Share and pray. And the things that will happen is that as you are meeting, you realize that somebody is not well. You pray for the person. Prayer changes things. The Bible says when they had prayed, the place was shaken. When you pray, the place will shake. Tell somebody the place will shake. Yes. So Acts chapter 4 verse 31. When they had prayed, the place was shaken. When 12 people meet down where somewhere in the basement at the ground level, you pray, you realize that the place will shake. Somebody's room will shake and there will be transformation. Hallelujah. A spiritual atmosphere. The Holy Spirit will be there. 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 The Holy Spirit will be with you. There will be miracles. There will be revelations. The anointing will flow. That is going to be a great time. You come with testimonies. Hallelujah. I said you come with testimonies. Look at your neighbor. Tell your neighbor that you will be part of this great movement. Hallelujah. Are you there? Spiritual atmosphere. All right? It's going to be a very nice atmosphere of spirituality. The Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. People will be set free because the Spirit of the Lord is there. Yes. You shouldn't only be here. You should be in your home, in the area. You know, I have pastors who used to meet under trees for some of their fellowships. We have fellowships. Just that we are expanding it more. Everybody is going to. We are launching it. It's a launch. Meet. I have pictures of pastors. They're meeting under a tree. Because there's nowhere. You can't have a meeting place like this. You have an area. Maybe somebody's balcony. I wouldn't recommend your hall. Inside your room and all that. No, I wouldn't recommend that. All right. Maybe you're in your compound, your walled house, if there's a place there outside. I wouldn't recommend you meet. It will change so many things in your house. Do you understand it? So those of you who will give out your places, don't do that. People will come and look at things and it will create so many issues from your hall. So it shouldn't be in your room or your bedroom. Hello. Yeah, I've said it here. Don't go and meet in the bedroom and come and tell me what happened in your bedroom. No bedroom to meet outside, not in the hall. Creates problems, all right? Yes, it will create a lot of problems. Are you there? And it is a place that, you know what? What a shepherd is somebody who will care and love people. Okay, you must care and love. You share care, love for people and to the people. So one of the things that will happen is that caring for people will become easier in a small group of 12, of 10. You can easily know that somebody is not well. Amen. One day, a group was meeting like this, all right? And there was a woman that used to come every day. But the woman was living alone. She was old. And that day, she never attended. So the group members realized, this woman, she doesn't stay away from meetings. So they decided to go and check out what is happening after the meeting, to go and just visit. So care. You extend care and love in terms of crisis and other situations. So they went. When they went, the woman was in crisis. She almost died. If they had not gotten there, she would have died. You see, so sometimes that's what happens. You see, so you will be able to easily care for people, visit somebody at the hospital, and know that there's a problem, and even report to the leadership that this is happening to this person. Because a lot of things that have happened is because somebody told me. One day somebody told me, oh, there's somebody at the hospital. This has happened to this person at the hospital. Maybe that person is not in the position to do that, but because there's a fellowship that cares for just 12 people and 10 people, when you care for one another in that group, nobody will get missing. You get it? We need to care for each other. Do you know that human beings are the only species on earth that need help when they are giving birth? Usually, all snakes and all these people, they don't. I mean, I don't know. I've not seen somebody helping a snake to give birth. They do it on their own. They lay their eggs and they hatch and all that. They come out, the babies come out of the eggs and then they go their way as babies. Yes, and all the other human beings, we need help. When you are giving birth, somebody must help you. Somebody must encourage you to give birth. Yeah, you hear people standing by, they say, push, force, mommy, push. All of that is a help. You know, sometimes people are giving birth. I know of people, one day I was going to send somebody to the hospital because they referred her to go and be, I think, CS or something. She was going to have a CS because of some complications. Then they asked that there was another car. Then it's okay, I should pick something from the hospital so that they take the lead. So I went to, as they were on their way, before they could get to the hospital, she gave birth in the car. Well, it happens to a lot of people. Gave birth, the baby came out in the car. Yes. One day, I used to stay close to a hospital. A taxi came with speed. Before they could enter the hospital, there was this green grass there. She came out and gave birth outside. I was close to them. Then the nurses came and took the baby and went to get to the hospital. Yes. You need. But she was also with people that helped her and all that. Gave birth outside the hospital, in the lawn somewhere. So what I'm saying is that we need help. Human beings, we need help. You know that what you are looking for, somebody has it. You may need a job, somebody has a job waiting for you. Once you care for other people, as you love others, all these things become easier, much easier. Yeah. Maybe you are looking for a husband. There's a husband somewhere. Maybe somebody in the group knows somebody that likes somebody like you. Hello? Yes. Yes, somebody likes you. Maybe you are selling something. We are not using the fellowship for business. But you see, because of love, everybody, the shepherds, they will get to know what you do. So somebody is working somewhere, they will remember that, this my member does this. So if he brings it here, then they will bring you and say, Charlie, come to this area because what you are selling, they need it here. That's how it works. So many things come out of such a group. Wonderful things. It is much more easier to. Yesterday I was in Accra for Dr. Asari's father's funeral. You see, what I saw is that a lot of the choristers were there. You see, a lot of the choristers went. Some of you, nobody comes because you are not in a smaller group. The choristers were there. How many of you were there, the choristers? They were here. They journeyed and, you don't want to lift your hands now. And some of them are not here, but they went. They took a lot of them. You can see them. The choristers, they were there. Because he's primarily in the choir. Do you get it? Choristers and some musicians and some people, they were there to help and be with their brother. You are a loner. You don't belong to any fellowship. You wouldn't be. Nobody will easily come. There's a member. There was somebody. I don't know whether it's Marcos. Somebody died. A fellowship member. I think it was with Reverend Mark.
one day, the people who attended that ordinary person's funeral was more than like a major person we know. Why? Because this person was in a group that was functioning and was really a part of the group. So when they came, the people were so impressed. But you see, you are a loner. Don't like joining anything. And now you will criticize the church. Charlie, next time you are criticizing, watch out. Because you are not belonging to anything. You don't want to belong and you don't want to help in anything. But you are changing from today. Yes. You see, these are some of the blessings. But we have the spiritual blessings of instructions from the Lord. The fact that it helps us and the fact that it is from the Lord. Amen. 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 So what a blessing it is as we are all going to be part of this great work that God is going to help us to do in Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands, stand to your feet. Father, we thank you. We bless your name. We appreciate you in the name of Jesus Christ. And everybody said, Amen. Amen. Listen to me. Listen to me. Give me Exodus chapter 23, verse 25. Hamar Raman de Rebasa Kataya. This is the promises of God for you. Everyone who is going to get involved in this. And ye shall serve the Lord your God. And he shall bless your bread and your water. May the Lord bless you. I said, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless your bread. May the Lord bless your water. The people who will work, the Lord will bless you. I said, the people who are going to work, the Lord is going to bless you. 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 I didn't say it. It's right there in the Bible. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread. May you be blessed. And he says, and I will take away sickness from the midst of thee. Apart from blessing your bread and your water, I will take away sickness from the midst of thee. It is a blessing not to be sick. Not that you should get sick and get money for treatment. You don't want to get into the situation in the first place. Somebody got hurt, went to the hospital. They were going to suture. There's a cut. He felt that he was too agitated, so let's put him to sleep. Then he doesn't come back from the sleep. It was okay. What I'm saying is that when God takes away sickness and problems from the midst of thee, you will not in the first place go to the hospital. Lest there's even a mistake. Lest there's a mistake in the administration of the medication. How many of you want God to take sickness from the midst of your life? Sickness. Whatever you inherited through your genes, the genes of your parents, your background, whatever, be it sickle cell, be it asthma, be it high blood pressure, be it diabetes, as you serve the Lord, I declare, he shall take away sickness from the midst of thee. Whatever you have inherited, whatever you have inherited by birth, whatever sickness you have inherited through birth and through your family background and your bloodline, I pray now, as you serve God, receive an exemption. Receive an exemption. An exemption from that sickness and from that disease. Thus saith the Lord God, I will take away sickness from the midst of thee as you serve me. Take it out. I see God taking out. You know, as you are here, God is taking out sicknesses. God is taking out diseases. What killed your parents? What killed your siblings? Will not kill you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus! Bible says, there shall not be barren in all thy land. There shall not be barren in all thy land. Makara madu rabada raba. Lu and mandere mazuka pa. You are a man. You are here. You will not be called a man. A barren man. Barren. You don't have a womb, but people have started calling you barren. You are a woman. Nobody will call you barren. Raba baba. You bring forth. 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 In the name of Jesus, Ragabadara, Lubradaba, Lubrababa,
You'll be productive. Shout a proper amen. You'll bring forth children into this world. Shout a loud amen.
Yes, we give you the word of the Lord. It says that as you serve him, they shall not be buried in all thy land. In all of this place, as you look into serving God, man, all amika bra labra kusa labra nabra kusa labra kulabra lima labraga abaliza tani masakataya. There shall none be buried in all thy land. There shall none be buried in all thy land. There shall none be buried in all thy land. Maralaba, maralaba, maralaba. As you serve him with your heart, my God, I see you receiving your inheritance of children. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. The number of thy days I will fulfill. That's talking about long life. Receive extension of years. Receive longevity. Lord, the Lord is prolonging your years on earth. Receive long life. Receive long life.
I receive it.
Receive long life.
I receive it.
Long life is your portion. Long life. Father, we thank you for your blessings. How many of you are interested in what God is about to do? How many of you are saying today, look, I want to pray with you, that you are saying that this vision of serving God and being a part of this, I want to be part. Everybody wants to lift your hand up, pray with you where you are. Lamada Baba. Because it is a vision for us all. For us all. Lift your hand because I want to just pray. You want to make a commitment to your heart, that Lord, this new vision, this is a prophetic word. I want to be part of it. Use me in it. Lift up your hands. Let your hand go up so that I can see it and I will pray. We're going to pray. You're going to make a commitment to God. You're going to pray. Say, Father, there's something happening in the realms of the Spirit. Use me. Help me. I want to be a part of it because these prophecies, they are meant for me. I will not let them pass me by. Open your mouth right now and pray in the name of Jesus. Lord, use me to be a part of this great work. Rabatataya Rabba. Nabrakatu Rabada. Lema Gadaba Shukatala Bazada Rababa. Lekitanada. 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 Lebrahaba. Lebrahaba. Father, help us. We want to be a part of this, Lord. We want to be a part of this, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus. Roka Pohala. Roka Pohala. Rati Mahate. Leke Mahate. Leke Pahuade. Ehebehe. Ehebehe. Father, we make a commitment to be a part of the new move, of the fellowship, in home, everywhere. I want to be a part of it. May I not be found outside. May I not be found out of your will. May I be part of your will. May I be in this will, in this new move, in this great move. May I be part of it. May I be a helper. May I be part of those who help. May I be part of those who serve. May I be a leader, a fellowship leader. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 You want to be part of the people who will be fellowship leaders in your area. You teach something. You organize. You will lift up your hands. I'll pray with you. Part of the leaders. God bless you. Lift up your hand. Fellowship. God needs people to just take care of 10 people. 11. Lift up your hand. Fellowship leaders in different places. God bless you. Oh, beautiful. Why don't you want to be a fellowship? I can see your hand. Those who have lifted their hands, just come to the front. Come here. God will bless you. You'll be shocked. Just come out. Come out. You'll be a fellowship leader. God will use you. You take care of people in your area. God will use you. You'll be shocked. Look at me. Look at me. God used me to teach one person when I was a student. Today, I can speak to thousands. Look at me. Come. You want God to use you. It's not a joke. You want God to use you to be a fellowship leader. Not just a fellowship leader. Yes. Oh, not part of the fellowship, but leaders. Leader. You are a leader in the fellowship. Yes. Just come quickly. It's not part of just whatever, but leader. I want to be part. God will use you. A young person, God will use you to teach others. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. This is it. Numbers chapter 11, verse 16 and 17. And God said unto Moses, gather unto me, give us the scripture, 70 elders of the tribe of Israel, whom thou knowest to be elders of the people and officers over them. Look at that. and bring them onto the tabernacle of the congregation. What is happening is that God has brought you close to the altar. Look at what God is doing. Is it not prophetic? Yes. Scatter unto me the people and bring them. And he says that, and I'll come down, I'll talk with thee there. And I'll take the spirit that is upon you and I'll put it upon them. That they may bear the burden. They may work the works that you are doing with you. And that you wouldn't do it alone. God is sharing something. God is sharing your inheritance. God is giving you now. Lift your hand up. Father, I pray for your people. I pray for them. Bless them. Anoint them. Anoint them. Lift your hand. Receive an anointing. Receive the grace of God. God is strengthening your hand. God is blessing your hand. You are a changed person. Today, God changes your life. Today, God changes your life because God is blessing you. God is blessing you. God is blessing you. Someone lifted up. The Bible says that someone lifted up a vial of oil. And he said, is it not because the Lord has anointed you captain over his inheritance? Is it not because the Lord himself has anointed you? The Lord has blessed you to be a captain over his inheritance of 12, of his inheritance of 10. God is anointing you to be a captain of his inheritance. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. The Lord is doing something new. Something that you have not experienced before. Maybe you think you've done it before, but God is in this dispensation doing something new, and you are part of the group of people. You are part of what the Lord is doing. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord anoint you. May the Lord strengthen you. May the Lord himself anoint you. May he anoint you. May he anoint your head. May he anoint your hands. May he anoint your lips. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive the anointing of the Lord. Receive the blessings of the Lord. Receive the strength of the Lord. Father, thank you. Behold your people. Prophetic moments, anointed moments. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We believe that you have been truly blessed. Send a mail to Bishop Samuel at bishopsamuelbeidou@gmail.com. Introduce this podcast to a friend. Keep listening and live passionately for Jesus.